It's the time of year where we think of all that we're grateful for, especially the gift we have in Christ. Today on Let's Pray, we'll be celebrating Jesus in song and prayer.
And although we're not live, we are still taking your calls now. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is that number. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have. For this special holiday program, we're talking about the gift that we have in Jesus Christ.
That's right, amen. He is the gift to end all gifts. Mm. There is none like him. We can always call on his name. And speaking of calling, we want to invite you to pick up those phones and call us now. And as always, we are ready to hear from you. Our lines are open. Call us at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And for those outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. Mm-hmm. We'd like to begin our program with a word of prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for this time in the year that reminds us of the gift of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son. And thank you, Jesus, for accepting the challenge. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for being our God. And may you be glorified during this time. And may our community members be impacted for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm excited for this. Yeah. I know that during the holiday season, there's a lot going on for a lot of people.
Yes.
And I just really hope that what we're able to do, what Jesus does through us during this time, is to bring just a glimpse of that peace that he intends for our lives into
right.
the community, for you and I. We're both very busy as well. That's just life.
That's it. And I pray, and it will be communicated in one of our scriptures today, that we would understand as a family that we have Emmanuel, God with us. Regardless of the circumstance we find ourselves in, whether they be a time of rejoicing and joy or a time of sadness and mourning, we have Emmanuel with us.
Yeah. You know, I think that this probably is across the board. It's probably a little bit of both for a lot of people, you know, because there is things that we can be grateful for, things that that we may have a heavy heart about because we live in this world.
That's
so
right.
We say so often that if you're breathing, you're dealing with something. Amen.
That's right.
So community, we just want you to know that we love you. We are here for you. We truly have a gift in Jesus Christ. He gave us something he didn't have to give, and it's free to us, but it cost him dearly. Mm-hmm. So please remember that all we have to do is say yes to him. Yes, you're my Lord. Yes, you're my Savior. Yeah. Yes, I receive the gift of grace and eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, that number is 877-7-LETS-PRAY. We're not live today, but you can still call us. This is a time of joy and rejoicing, and you have a community of people, and maybe you're just tuning in for the first time to this community, this family of prayer. You now have family members from around the world interceding for you. Give us a call. We can't wait to hear from you.
It really is a global praying
That's
community.
Right.
Amen.
That's
Please
right.
be
Amen.
Encouraged by that, family. And we're so glad that you're joining us for this topic today. What a gift we have in Jesus. Luke 2:11 says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord."
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, Season, as I was thinking about this text, this is a proclamation of at that point in time, a 4,000 year prophecy of a Savior that would come to redeem mankind. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve, they looked forward. They were hoping that either Cain or Abel or one of their other children would be that promised one. And you see some thousands of years later, this is coming to pass. And so I love the text that it says, born to you this day.
You.
Yes.
Receive the gift.
That's it. That's it, season. It's not just for a particular group of people. It's not just for for Israel. It's not just for those in distant lands, but it's for everyone. Mm. Born to you. He's talking to the world this day. In the city of David, a savior. And so I want to encourage someone right now, this text, it means for you. It means you. And so we are excited to be able to celebrate that savior.
We really are.
Yeah.
So folks, we just, we want to take some time to consider the gift that we have in Jesus. We believe that the natural response is gratitude. We can't help but overflow. We can't help that overflow that comes from our hearts. Yes. And guys, we just want to talk to you a little bit about praising God on the other side, because coming up is a look back at one of our callers. They wanted to praise God as well. Let's take a look. We're going to one more caller. Her name is Lola. Lola, welcome to Let's Pray. I hear you're calling from Texas.
Yes, I am.
Welcome.
I didn't want to talk on air. I've talked to you all before on the air, but I had a praise today.
We'd love to hear it.
A few months ago, I called you about my eyes, and my eyes are better. But what happened, I had a fall, and I broke my leg. I've been off work for over 2 months. I'd already used up all my sick time and all my vacation time. And I was so distressed. I said, I cannot believe that this is happening to me, especially you. We always think we're trying to do so much better. And I said, I can't believe this is happening to me. Mm. But God has blessed me. I have not had to want for anything. I have not had to get behind on any of my bills.
Praise God.
My mortgage has been paid. My car notes, my insurance, all this has been kept up because of the grace of God. And on the job, I work in a hospital. The hospital closed down my unit, and it's been closed for almost 2 months. And the thing that I thought was the most horrible thing in the world has turned out to be a blessing.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to thank God for his mercy and his grace and for looking out for me and for planning for me even before I knew something was happening. Even before I needed, he had things in place for me.
You know, I'm so amazed by this. You know, Mario and I were just discussing before the program how God's always doing more than one thing at a time. Amen? Like, he's just layering upon layers and just making this beautiful tapestry of life. And he's like, hang on, sister, I love you. I know you don't understand, but just hang on because I'm here and I'm sovereign and I have a plan. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. I'm so glad to hear that Jehovah Jireh is indeed your God provider. And I just want to encourage the folks that are listening, and maybe they are struggling financially or they've lost their job and they're not seeing Lola's story in their life. Mm. You know, God does have a plan. He has not left you and he has not forsaken you. So know that that he is going to watch out for you the way he does Lola. And Lola, thank you so much for your praise report. I know that it's an encouragement to so many people.
Amen.
I think of the story of Joseph when she said the thing that she thought was the absolute worst turned out to be a blessing for her.
Yes.
And we saw God do it for Joseph, and we see him doing it now for Lola and for so many others and for us as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. You know, that gift that we're talking about, the birth of Jesus Christ, his friends were, you know, at the cross, people were seeing that their hopes were dying on that cross. It must have seemed like the most terrible thing in the world. But on the other side.
Wow.
On the other side was that
Powerful.
Resurrection.
That's it.
So, friends, resurrection is coming. Amen?
Well, why don't we pray for Lola?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the testimony, the prayer and the praise that Lola exemplified in that package there. Lord, we ask that you would bless her, that you would continue to direct her, and that she would continue to testify every moment that she gets, because you are good. You are the gift that we're talking about, and we thank you so much for being what you have been to Lola. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today, we have the pleasure of having musical artist Stephen Akin. Stephen is a songwriter, gospel vocalist, and recording artist from Atlanta, Georgia.
That is right. Stephen Akin has shared his vocal gifts with audiences around the globe and with thousands through his YouTube channel, including our Hope Channel family at our Palm Springs Celebration of Hope. Let's Pray family, will you please welcome Stephen Akin singing Heaven's Child.
A little baby to shield him from the cold. Hardly what she pictured in those prophecies of old. It seemed almost impossible to think it could be true. But as she pondered in her heart, she knew that this was heaven's child. This was heaven's child. In an earthen stable, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder as Mary meekly smiled, because they knew this was heaven's child. The angels must have missed him as they sang him to sleep, but they marveled at the promises this baby came to keep. His father must have felt at once great sadness and great joy as he watched this little baby boy. For this was heaven's child. Yes, this was heaven's child. In an earthen stable, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder as Mary meekly smiled, because they knew that this was heaven's child. Mary's little baby boy was Joseph's pride and joy, but still they wished the world could see that he was so much more. More, this was heaven's child. Yes, this was heaven's child. In an earthen vessel, wrapped in glory, meek and mild, Joseph wept with wonder as Mary meekly smiled, because they knew that this was heaven's child. Because they knew that this was heaven's child. And down for a dirty sinner like me.
Heaven's child indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. It's such a gift to have you here, Stephen.
It's great to be here.
We're so glad. I have, our community might not know this. Now, this may or may not be common for folks who are vocalists and are gifted, talented artists, but you were shy as a child, didn't quite know what the Lord had given you.
Well, yes, that was quite some time ago.
Yeah.
See, I grew up singing in my home with my family. Yeah. And it was quite affirming to sing in that setting and in my shower. But eventually someone got a chance to hear me, and that kind of gave me an inkling after that, that maybe I could do this in front of other people.
Maybe this is something, amen?
Maybe.
Praise God that he's called you out from the family to bless us today. We
yes,
appreciate you.
Yes, thank God
you.
Indeed.
Thank you. So, folks, we are really looking forward to more music. We're excited that Stephen Akin will be with us for the entire program. Mario?
Thanks, Susan. Give us a call. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. We have prayer partners waiting to pray for you. On the other side of the break, more music, Jesus and prayer. Be right back.
Welcome back. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We're waiting to hear from you. And although we're not live today, there are still prayer volunteers. They're ready to take your calls. Amen?
Amen. And if you have a private prayer request or praise, you can visit our online prayer room. It's easy to find. Go to hopetv.org/letspray and click on the tab that says prayer room. Mm-hmm. There you can pray for your request from the community. And don't forget to leave a request for yourself as well if you need.
That is right. And you know, we want to dive back into the Word. And if you've just joined us, we're talking about our gift, King Jesus. Not only is he, you could say, like a mighty roaring lion, right? I mean, he's so powerful. He's Lord of Lords. He's the star-breathing creator. But you know what? He's also the Lamb. He came as a babe to restore us to him. He came to be with us,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel, God with us."
Amen. Amen. You know, I love that beginning there. It says, once again, that, you know, that he, the Lord himself, will give you a sign. And at that point in time, that's the prophecy of Jesus coming. But aren't you glad that God is willing to give us a sign, you know, when he's pointing us and he's willing to do that today? He's willing to give us a sign. And in particular, as we talk about today, we're talking about Jesus, the gift. And so that's what it was about. But he walks with us and he's willing to give us the signs as we need. On our journey, and that is a blessing.
He sure is. Yeah. Not just a gift, but a gift that he did not have to give.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to leave everything that he had, all of the high surroundings and the regard and all of those things to come and be born in a manger. Yeah. You know, we've said this before, but it's not like God promised Mary it was going to be a beautiful, perfect pregnancy and everything was going to go smoothly.
Right.
You know, she said yes. Jesus said yes, and everything moved forward from there.
Oh, man.
What a gift we have.
What a gift.
Praise God.
Recently on Let's Pray, we've spoken about Mary and her faithful response to the news that she would carry the coming king. Maybe praise was her natural response.
Maybe. But for some of us, guys, praise just is not the natural response to difficult news. We can, however, remember to come back and praise him on the other side. Amen. And that's what our next caller wanted to do. Let's listen. Folks, we're going to go to our next caller, who is Sandy in North Carolina. Sandy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your ministry.
Yeah, praise God. What do you think? What's on your heart today?
Well, my son Michael and his wife Anna and their two little ones, Patty and Noah, are driving up here from Florida tomorrow, and we would ask that the Lord would give them traveling mercies.
Amen.
My daughter-in-law was born and raised in communist Poland, and so she does not have much religion or spiritual roots, but she asked me the other day if I would pray for them to sell a rental property that they have. And I just was so impressed that the Lord is working on her heart that she asked for prayer. That's the first spiritual question she has had since I've known her.
You know, if you mind, Sandy, I'd like to stop right now and just praise God with you and then to pray for her. Would she be all right if you shared just her first name?
Oh, that's fine. Her name is Anna.
Anna. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, so there's a couple things that I'm really excited about. Number one, she's somewhere where she can discover religion and find a place, find Jesus in that place. Now, I know he can reach anybody anywhere he wants.
Yes.
But praise God she's finding it. And that she has you to go to ask for prayer. Because we know that the power's in Jesus, but he's using you as an example. So praise God for you, mother-in-law.
We do.
Praise God.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You heard how excited she was. I mean, even though she's married into the family, you see that mom is just throwing her arms around her and just hoping, yeah. hoping for her and loving her.
That's right. You know, I see the scripture playing out. One sows, one waters, but it's the Spirit that yields the increase. And so she's pouring in and hoping and praying, and then she sees the Holy Spirit working as a result of that combined collaboration between the two. So
I love it. Why don't we say a quick prayer for her? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up Sandy and this dear family and Anna, Lord, one more time. Jesus, as Mario said, Father, I love it, that the Spirit will yield the increase, Jesus. Thank you for helping us to be obedient, to be part of the process, Jesus, and thank you for allowing us. But Jesus, we leave the results up to you, and we thank you that you want her to get there more than we ever could. So Jesus, we just lift Anna to you. We lift that family to you, and Anna's husband as well, Lord, that he might be a good, loving example in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please welcome back musical guest Stephen Akin, accompanied by Ian Nugent, with the song, O Holy Night.
For the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise that holy name. Born, oh night,
They made you be born in a manger that night. Divine, oh sweet Jesus, we didn't know you came to save us, Lord. Our eyes were blind and we could not see, but we can still hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night
powerful.
Praise God. That song is such a classic, but to hear it and to hear the expression by Stephen Akin and by Ian Nugent, praise Jesus for the anointing he's placed in their lives.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen. 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 Season, you spoke about the lyric in the song, When the Soul Felt Its Worth. Can you just expound on that a little bit?
It just really, that moment, you can imagine it must have been kind of like this quickening, that moment where the soul went, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't, just the power,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I can only imagine that when Christ was born, that gift, that moment, that king entering the realm, there must have been a hush before the celebration.
Yeah.
You know,
uh-huh.
So powerful. God is so good.
Yeah. And I was thinking as well, Season, you know, when an individual comes in contact with Jesus Christ, the questions that we have prior to that is, you know, why do we exist? What is this all about? What is this for? And then you highlighted that lyric, when the soul felt its worth, when we come in contact with Jesus, we understand our purpose.
Yes.
And we understand what this is all about a little better. And I just want to speak to someone very quickly. Maybe you're in that place. Maybe you've been asking those questions. What is this all about? Why does life even matter? What is my purpose? And I invite you, if you have not already, we invite you to accept Jesus Christ, to commune with him, to enter into relationship, to accept the gift that we've been talking about. Because when we did, when Season and I did, that's when our soul felt its worth.
Yes.
And we, through the grace of God, extend that to you right now.
Mm.
Awesome.
I got to tell you, sometimes when we accept Jesus Christ in our life, we truly do it by faith. Sometimes, and for some, I might say, folks, it might take some time before the shame falls away, before some of the extra that we're carrying around dissipates to the point that we can truly grasp the implications of his love and the gift that he has given us. And that's okay, too. For some of us, it's a quickening right then. And some of us, it takes time. But that's all right, because God is the master of time. He's the master of schedules. He's the master of calendars. Mm-hmm. And so he knows exactly what you need, when you need it. And I just say, come to him. Come to him. He knows you. He did not have to do this for us.
That's right. Amen.
Imagine that. Amen. Imagine that. Friends, you know, as far as speaking with us, stay in contact with us too. During the week, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll pray for you there as well. And, you know, you can find extra content, requests, and community there. Amen. We pray for each other, go through the realities of this life together. We really are the place where you just do not have to pray alone. A few requests that we've had recently. One is from Mina. We mentioned Mina previously in a program briefly, but I saw her request again this week, and I thought, Jesus, I really would like to talk about this again. And Mina says, I thank God for a health miracle. So we spoke about her previously. There had been an issue of bleeding as well, long period of time, and she had talked about the Lord healing, but we didn't have the full context. She says, I have an iron deficiency anemia for a number of years due to excessive bleeding, and the meds were not working. She says, I was so sick, guys, I could barely get out of bed. You can imagine just feeling that life's energy draining a bit. And then God's people prayed. She continued in the illness, but here's this. This is amazing. But at the moment of prayer, I suddenly felt perfectly healthy. Okay, so the condition continued for a moment, but the Lord repaired how she felt in that moment, gave her relief. It was amazing. The bleeding has since stopped, but the severe symptoms ceased before it should have medically. And there is no question that this is Jesus. Amen. Indeed, what a gift we have. Abigail says, just pray for my whole family. Amen, Abigail. As well, we all lost our minds this whole year. And I can just hear that. Like, just for a moment wanting to pray for her family, stepping back, taking a look and saying, you know what? I just cover the whole gamut, because we have just had a terrible time this year. We have just been struggling. And you know what? You're not alone. No. There is serious struggle in the everyday life of a Christian. Yes. It does not promise. The Lord does not promise that we won't struggle. He just promises to be with us. And imagine this, that struggle we're enduring is with the Lord's hand on our life.
Right.
Okay, that's with covering. Imagine what it would be like if it was without the covering. Amen. Sharon says, pray for Karen, Kenny, and many others dealing with cancer. And pray for Sister Virgie as she finds her way through the grief of losing her son, Kevin. And Barbara in New Jersey says, keep up the good work. Thank you for your faithful prayers. Please pray for my family's protection, health, and commitment. Heavenly Father, guys, we just want to pray real quick for this, all right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I say the words real quickly, but I don't say that lightly, Jesus. Lord, it's only by your power and by your grace, Jesus, that these requests are heard and answered and handled exactly according to your will, Father. We thank you for the way that you already knew, you already saw, and you already heard, Father, and that you're moving on behalf of this community, Jesus. There are so many other requests that we did not say today, but Lord, you know them. So please reassure our community that they are seen and heard by you, and that you have things well in hand. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
After the break, more with artist Stephen Akin and more prayer. See you in a minute.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. We've been on a journey of gratitude for the gift that Jesus himself, that he is. In a moment, we will look at the Word of God, but first, we'd like to remind you that while we're not live, the prayer partners are standing by to pray with you all the same. We are really here for you.
That's right. The holidays are full of gratitude and wonder, but if we're honest, for some, it's a time of missing loved ones, financial stress, and loneliness. And some are left wondering, where's the gift at this time of year?
Yep.
We'd like to encourage you and remind you that Jesus alone is the greatest gift we could ever have. When everything else is falling apart, he isn't. He is our rock and salvation, and our focus is on him.
That is the truth. Yeah. Rock and salvation. Yeah. And let's pray. We want to pray for a deeper understanding of what the Lord has and is continuing to give us through Christ Jesus, the little boy born in a manger. Someone so small was the biggest proclamation of love ever known at that time. His grace is freely given and came at a great cost to him. Over and over, he tells us that we are worth it. We are loved and we are treasured beyond measure. Receive it today, Let's Pray family. Why would he leave his kingdom and descend to us? He wants a relationship with you and me. Let's participate with him. You can do it by calling now. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. That is the number. Make that call. We are here.
Amen. And not only can you reach us by phone at 877-7-LET'S-PRAY, but you can always reach us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And for now, we'll take a moment to turn to the Word of God for guidance.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for his incredible gift. Very simple, poignant, but that is the Apostle Paul writing that to the Church of Corinth. And oftentimes he would greet them with that type of greeting. Mm-hmm. But right here, it's so appropriate because that's what we're doing today. We're thanking God for his incredible gift.
Amen. I can only imagine what it's like, because we're looking back at something, having a touch more information than they had at the time. But to have the cultural context and to see prophecies that they had been taught about as children coming to life before their eyes. Can you imagine when he's like, you guys, this gift, I mean, there's just not words for this.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
greet you with, I mean, can you believe the gift that we have in Christ?
That's it. And you know, Season, I'm thinking, because when we've received in our lifetime an incredible gift from someone, oftentimes the first thing we do is feel undeserved of it. Mm-hmm. And then that leads maybe to a shame. And then that could lead in some extreme cases to rejecting the gift because you don't feel worthy of receiving it. But I've got to tell somebody today, you know, we are worthy because Christ says we are. And he demonstrated our worth by making himself this incredible gift.
Yes.
And then he extends it to each and every one of us. It says, born to you this day in the city of Bethlehem, in the city of David is Christ. And so though it is an incredible gift, and though we are not worthy of it
in ourselves,
he has determined that we are, and he so loved the Father, so loved the world that he gave.
That's true.
And so, family, I just encourage you, as this gift has been extended to you, once again, take it. You are worthy because God says you are.
That's
This is your moment. 877-7, let's pray. Let's give us a call. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
That's the truth, friends. And, you know, now we have one more song from our esteemed musical guest. His name is Stephen Akin, and he's here with his final selection, Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts share. Christmas, there'll be no wars when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there will be peace on earth. Someday dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where all are free, maybe not in time for you or me, but someday at Christmas time, someday at Christmas we'll see a land with no hungry children and no empty hands. One happy morning, people share a world where people care. Someday at Christmas, be no tears when all men are equal and no men have fears. Some happy morning where we can start with hope in every heart. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where all are free, maybe not in time for you or me, but someday at Christmas. Christmas time, yeah. Someday all our dreams will come to be, yeah. Someday in a world where all are free, maybe not in time for you or me, but someday at Christmas time. Yeah, someday, one day.
Stephen, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
What a powerful presentation of a classic song. But thank you for highlighting the words the way you did. We have the hope in Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That gift.
That's right.
That came in the form of a baby that you sang about earlier.
Amen.
That hope is that one day this will be all cleaned up.
That's right.
That men will be free, mm-hmm. that they will be equal,
yes.
That we would love mm-hmm. one another mm-hmm. The way that we sing about it.
Yes, that's right.
Right?
That's right. I like the way you put that.
Man, mm-hmm. thank you so much once
thank
again.
Thank you.
And just on the lines of that song being special, I know you're a man of intention, so mm-hmm. you chose it for a reason. Mm-hmm. But what makes this song special to you?
Well, the arrangement that you just heard of this song was done by a very special friend of mine. His name is Joseph DePaula. He actually was someone that I sang in high school with growing up. And he's a very talented producer, and he put that arrangement together.
Wow.
Yes.
Stephen, Joseph, our hats off to you. We are thankful for your gift as well and assisting this moment to be what it has been. Stephen, so you grew up in Atlanta, Georgia.
Not actually. Yeah.
In Southern California.
You got that.
That's right. And have been a resident of Atlanta for about 8 years or so, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And just your history from young singing. Mm-hmm. And I know we spoke earlier, your family is musically inclined. You would say that.
I would say so.
All right.
Yes.
And so just take us through the journey of understanding your gift and then the purpose of it. Just for a minute.
Well, you know, I would say that, once I figured out that singing was something that I could do,
yeah.
I had the opportunity in college and in high school to actually take vocal training. And vocal training really helps enhance whatever you have, whether you're a talented singer or a not-so-talented singer. It really helps. And so if you're interested in getting into more singing, yeah. you want to take vocal lessons. And so that helped kind of mature me.
Yeah.
And, now that I'm actually singing in front of people, I would say the thing that is really important to me is connecting with people.
Amen.
You know, whenever I get out and I'm singing and then someone comes up after, mm-hmm. you know, all glory to God.
Right.
But that affirmation is very important. And it lets me know that this is something that I should be doing.
That's right.
And to hear that, you know, it really touched someone or helped them get through a tough moment, mm-hmm. you know, that really is what puts fuel in my tank and keeps me going.
Man, so quickly, before we have to end this segment, mm-hmm. can you give me or us, our audience, an instance where you were able to utilize your gift and you received some incredible feedback of lives changed?
I think I have one for you. Actually, it was on this network I had sang some years ago.
Wow.
And, the recording, you know, of course, went out and was filmed. And I was at another event where there was a special guest speaker and the guy recognized me. And when he went up to start speaking, he said, you know, I want to tell you a story about this young man. And he said that at one point in time, he had trouble with his television.
Wow.
And so he had to have a mechanic come in and get his cable all set up. And when they flipped the television on, it just happened to come on to this network. And I was on the screen. And as I was singing, what the gentleman said was that they both just stopped and listened to the whole song in its entirety. And when it was done, The mechanic, he looked at the mechanic's face and he was full of tears. And when I heard that, I said, wow, look at how that works out and how, you know, just something that was just set up in that way, you know, for someone to really get through a tough time.
Wow, Stephen, what a story. Capturing Hope Channel, this relationship that you've forged with Hope Channel. And really, it's a divine appointment because it's no less of that today for what you've done in our program. So we thank you so much. Before we leave, I just want to tell our family where they can reach you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can reach Stephen Akin at StephenAkin.com. In fact, when I say reach, you can access his music, the things that he's doing. StephenAkin.com once again. And you have a project that you completed in 2017. Could you tell us a little bit about that before we leave?
Yes, it's a project with five songs, and it's called The Response. And the reason why I chose that name, Response, is because these were songs that either I'd written with friends or arranged with friends that were really important to me while I was responding to God and really having a personal faith. So that's captured in that project.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's
just
right.
Our response to God. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Once again, brothers and sisters, StephenAkin.com. Stephen, thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me.
Amen. Season?
Amen. Thanks so much, Mario and Stephen. Friends, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll go over our promise of the day. See you in a minute. Welcome back, friends. We want you to know that we have prayer volunteers that are ready and waiting to take your calls. They're kind, committed folks who simply want to be there for you. We're here to lift you up in prayer, even on days like today when we are not live. We want you to know that Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. The number 877-7-LET'S-PRAY.
That's right. And if you ever find yourself wanting to pray, but would like some ideas to enrich your prayer life, we'd like to help with that.
Amen.
We have a practical prayer tip for you. And today's practical prayer tip is pray prayers of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Season, that's not a word that is very inviting, maybe to some.
It's not as common today either.
Yeah, but it's a part of our prayer life, or it should be, you know, in that we know that there are things that maybe God is not pleased with about our lives. And it's really not trying to please this God that sits high and looks low, but it's more so a representation of his character being carried out. And so could you explain repentance just a little bit?
Sure. It really is just a turning away.
Yeah.
It means to turn, essentially. And so what we want to do is we're turning away from doing things our own way, and we're turning toward Christ and receiving the gift that he's given us, which is forgiveness.
Yeah.
All we have to do is say, Lord, oh, yes, Jesus, I see that. The shame and the downtrodden and the heavy hang. Now, there is a heaviness at times, a sweet, a deep, true repentance. And there is a somber moment at times, okay?
Right.
But sometimes when it's just through the day and the Lord goes, ooh, Season, I'll go, oh, you're right, Jesus, please forgive me for that, Lord. I see that. I confess that. I turn away from that, Jesus. Forgive me. Help me to keep walking on. He goes, okay, Season, I see you. Good job. I love you. Keep going. And it's not so much that we're trying to please God because he's pleased with us, but the things that we do are separate from who we are in his eyes. Amen?
Amen.
So he might not like some of the things that we're doing, but there's nothing to do with how he feels about us.
Right. That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
And these days we try to glue those two things together, and it's simply not the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he's the good shepherd just trying to steer us along in this path, in this journey.
I know where the blessings are lying, guys. If you kind of lay that down, well, you know, I'll bring it to you. You'll be able to see it and experience it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
what
right.
a gift, huh?
Well, we've made it to the promise of the day.
Amen.
It's our desire to leave you encouraged in Christ. And today's promise is found in God's word.
That's right. In John 3:16, it is a classic. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." The gift of God is eternal life.
That's powerful, Season. And there's really not much. Well, actually, we could probably do a whole program
right,
on that.
Right, right.
But I'm just so thankful for that gift and for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I picture him in Gethsemane later. We've been talking about the baby.
The birth, right.
But his entire life, his life, his death, and his resurrection is all pertinent to this process of this gift. And so I'm just so thankful for what he's done.
Yeah. just the implications of what he has done are still even, you know, over a decade sober for myself. I grew up in a Christian home. So this is not something that's brand new to my mind. But the implications grow deeper and deeper in my life, and seeing where this gift is and how he's extended it and how deep it runs, and knowing that I will never truly be able to understand the deep blessings that Jesus has bestowed upon us in this gift until I see him face to face. And I think I'll be speechless.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think of a popular television host that gives out gifts, and I see in my mind Jesus saying, you get a gift, and you get a gift, and you get a gift. And that's it. He's come for us, and we all have access to that gift.
It's awesome. Excited to love us in that way.
Amen.
He's not just a somber, mighty God, because he is largely powerful.
Yes,
I mean, this is incomprehensible.
Yeah.
But he laughs with us. He has joy with us. He's excited for us. And although he knew what he was facing, I believe he truly knew. I mean, he was slain from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
He knew what he was facing, but he did it anyway. And you know what? I think that it was the joy set before him.
That's it.
That's what it says in the Word.
Amen.
Oh, God is good, you guys. We could talk about this for hours.
That's right. Well, we're going to go ahead and have our final prayer.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for what you've done here today. And we are truly thankful for that gift. I know that it has been saturated in our culture. But Lord, we are thankful for Jesus Christ. As my grandmother say, thank God for Jesus. Mm-hmm. Bless our community. And until we meet again next time, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, I really, just before we go today, I just want to say thank you again to our musical guest, Stephen Akin, and for Ian Nugent, who was accompanying on the piano as well. There's one thought that Stephen says, and I just wanted to share this with our community, and we pray that this is a reality for you. His hope, Stephen's, is that all who hear him are inspired by a vision of God's love for all people and the beauty of a life lived with purpose.
Yes.
And it's to our Father's glory that we would bear much fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for being with us today. Remember, Jesus loves you and so do we. Join us again next week. Our live program is on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
That's right. Even though we're not live today, prayer partners are still standing by. That number, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Hang out with Mario and I online as well at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Guys, we are a community. Please take the time to look at the other prayer requests as well, because in the midst of our deepest needs, we can reach out and think of other people and pray for other people as well. And I believe that there is a true blessing in that. It says so in Isaiah 58. Amen. Go look it up, family. Check out and see what the Father says about it. And also, prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. We'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.